Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Good afternoon. This is Lock and Load. Now then, with regards to, they have many names. They have the Extreme Risk Protection Order, the Red Flag Gun Confiscation Order, the Plain Old Order of Protection, or the Gun Violence Restraining Order, as they call it in Cali. And regardless of the name, if the police show up out of the blue with one of those orders to take your guns, the question now becomes, what should you do? And it is a very good idea to think about it now to help minimize the disruption to your life and keep your options open going forward. Open options. And if you don't think this could ever happen to you, more and more states have these where a family member, intimate partner, school administrator, coworker, or medical professional can ask a court to consider issuance of one of those orders to confiscate your firearms. Unfortunately, they employ a very low burden of proof for a judge to issue one of those orders. In the end, they generally issue them for two reasons. One, because you supposedly, keyword there, present a threat to yourself or others. Second reason, no judge wants to deny one of these orders, only to have the target then go off and commit mayhem with the guns. Not a lot of courageousness there. In all candor, those orders are probably issued maliciously or vexatiously, almost as often as they are legitimately. Divorce attorneys love to file them to create leverage in negotiating favorable property or child custody agreements. Gun-hating relatives may file them because they don't like that you clean your icky guns while little Sally and Jimmy are at home and can see them. Or maybe the fact that you have guns just inflames their anti-gun bigotry and prejudice. Maybe you took your little crumb snatchers Trevor and Alexandra out to the range to teach them gun safety and show them how to safely shoot your handgun and maybe a rifle or two. And maybe worse yet, you might have shared or posted pictures of them having a great time on social media. And you might have double-triggered certain gun-fearing relatives if your kids are pictured pulling the trigger on something like America's favorite rifle, the AR-15. If you don't think one of those orders could be used against you, me, anybody, don't be foolish about that. How's your relationship with your significant other? I don't live in a state where we have those orders. But the day is young. Some states, Illinois has them. And sometimes it's so bad that there'll be like a fight between a boyfriend, girlfriend, and or husband, wife. And sometimes the wife goes straight to the court. It's supposed to be an amicable split, going straight to the court. Hours later, cops show up, collect your guns. Now, these people, here's the thing. One of the things about being a gun owner and a gun carrier is you got to be aware. And if you sense the crazy brewing, you can, take your guns somewhere else and store them somewhere else with somebody else. Because when they show up with the gun restraining or, the red flag, whatever they call it, if there's no guns to confiscate, well, they're not going to get them. And a few grand and several months later, you might get this lifted. In certain places, you might get your FOID back. Now, there's another story out there. Another guy worked for the U.S. government as a security contractor for cargo vessels, and his job was to combat ship piracy and takeovers like we've seen in the Red Sea. So he packed his bags and left after an argument with his soon-to-be ex. The next day, they caught up with him. The cops stripped him of his guns and his firearm owner ID card and carry license. The day after that, he was suspended from his job. And it took him 6 months to get things ironed out. 2 years later, the state of Illinois resuspended his FOID and carry license, saying they wanted to reinvestigate the matter. Once again, he lost his ability to go to work. Thousands of dollars and lots of Tums later, he was once more cleared of wrongdoing and licenses were restored. You would think somebody that lives in a place like Illinois that does this kind of work would think better about living there in the first place, but that's, you know, it's neither here nor there. The bottom line is it's easier than you may think to find yourself on the wrong end of one of those orders. And even worse for gun owners, there's little or no excuse or recourse to try to get damages against those filing wrongful, vexatious, or malicious allegations. So what can you do? What can you do to prepare for a surprise visit from police with a red flag order in hand? Now, if you sense a spike in drama on the home front, like a looming divorce or child custody dispute, you should preemptively relocate at least some of your guns and maybe some ammo and magazines as well to a trusted friend's or relative's place. That's becoming almost a cottage industry in these states that have these red flag orders. I mean, some people are holding 100-plus guns for each other. And it's like a little community. It's a little cottage community going on there. Even without drama, you might want to really seriously consider getting an extra defensive pistol, shotgun, or carbine and store them with a trusted friend or relative. And it's a good hedge against fire or theft in addition to domestic unrest. Now, then the problem becomes, if you're living in a state, if both of you live in the same state, of course, your friend might get targeted as well. So you're going to have to be very trusting of this. You're going to have to be very discerning about who you pick. And keep the knowledge of this outside cash between you and the guy upstairs and your friend or relative you're doing it with. And just in case you might need a means of protecting yourself from a deadly threat that might arise. Now, along the same lines, you can go get a nice big piece of PVC pipe and glue at the local hardware store. You can get a shovel. Springtime makes for a fine time to clean up those beds and plant some flowers outside your home, spruce things up a little. So, this is just something to consider. Because lawyers take the fun out of everything. Just be sure to check your local laws in terms of compliance with a court order and continued possession of boomsticks in violation of a court order. And it's still better to be tried by 12 than carried by 6. If you are served with a red flag order, you will become a prohibited person when it comes to buying. So not only would you be lying on a 4473, but the NICS check would probably block the sale even if you did lie and misrepresent your status. Also under the category of don't try to block law enforcement from executing one of these red flag orders. They're going to come into your home and seize those guns, and they'll do it over your dead body if needed. Gary Willis resisted one of those orders in Maryland, and cops shot him dead at 5:17 a.m. His response to banging on the door at the early hour was understandable. His resistance to their lawful confiscation order wasn't. They will have the authority under to enter your residence, and they will do it. So take a deep breath, control your temper, and let them in. Keep your mouth shut until your anger subsides. And if you resist, they will use force, and you will lose that confrontation. There will be another day. Some of these legal representation companies, they're getting plans built in with this as well. So if you live in a state, check your local law, see if you got a red flag order, and start making plans just in case. This is Lock and Load. Mm-hmm.
Webster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today. For 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
A toast to our new college grad who fills us with so much joy, almost as much as when we're in our RV. Oh, the world is your oyster, kiddo, and ours too. Now that we're covered with Progressive, Dad and I can hop in our RV anytime we want. Might even splurge on a retractable awning. Ooh, look out! Sorry, what was I talking about?
Protect your loved one with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angi to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angi app or visit Angi.com today. You can do this when you Angi that.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Got a couple of things right now that I want to bring up. SHOT Show just concluded, and one of the things at SHOT Show that Smith & Wesson debuted a new lever-action gun. And lever-action guns are enjoying a resurgence of popularity. There are a lot of companies that have sprung up that make accessories, and you can turn your gun, your lever-action gun, into a tactical lever-action gun if that's what you want. And it's a two-century-old sort of technology, right? And the thing about lever-action guns is they're legal in all 50 states. Well, at every town, they have something called the smoking gun. And they decided to complain all the goodies there in a piece headlined, Deadly Innovations from the 2024 Shunt Show. All in capital letters. So what does this have to do with lever action guns? Because apparently that's a deadly innovation now. Because Smith & Wesson unveiled their first lever action rifle, a stark contrast to the company's AR-15s, which can be seen as the company's attempt to compete with Ruger's Marlin Firearms brand of lever action rifles, Henry's, you know, Rossi. Smith & Wesson's new model 1854 rifles are also a nod to the company's roots, as Horace Smith and Daniel P. or B. Wesson patented their first lever-action rifle, or their first lever-action pistols and rifles in 1854, as part of the short-lived Volcanic Repeating Arms Company. They are chambered for .44 Magnum, and they hold 9 rounds. Henry got out there, and they introduced a lever-action rifle that will run and use and reload with AR-15 magazines. So in other words, they're capitalizing on the gun industry's push for assault weapons, they say. This follows the company's introduction of the semi-automatic Homesteader rifle last year, which uses 9mm Glock 6-hour Smith & Wesson pistol magazines. Now, typically, one of the reasons I had a lever-action rifle, I shot it, I liked it, it was just impractical for me. It, 45-70 ammunition is very expensive. Love the gun. Gosh, I love the gun. Built it out. It was a lovely rifle. But 45-70 in the Henrys, in the Henrys X, held 4 rounds in the magazine. So I could carry an extra 12 rounds on the gun, on the buttstock and on the handguard that I had installed on it. But and that was good for 3 reloads. But the reloads on the gun itself were very clunky, even with the side loader. It's far easier to load that gun with 45-70 ammo, unless you're going to pay somebody to slick it up. You can do that. You can send it off and have it slicked up and make it a little easier to manage. But the side gate is a little stiff. And it's not the fastest thing in the world to reload that way. So with a, you know, coming out here with magazines that you can reload, you know, jam in there like an AR-15, that's a pretty good idea. But, of course, smoking gun, they took an issue with that. Now, the interesting part about this is that despite their claims about just wanting some common sense gun control, it sort of reveals they don't want us to have access to anything. Because lever actions are based on technology that turned up in a handgun in 1826. This isn't an innovation in any appreciable sense. Although Henry's using magazines is new. Smith & Wesson, this is just a new line, but it's based on the same old design. And if you look at other office offerings, there were deadly innovations like the Micro Steps Forward, like the Kel-Tec Sub 2000 now lets you leave optics on the rifle when you fold it. Palmetto State Armory is taking a semi-auto tech and making an MP7 clone in 5.7 car and has an AR-15 styled Thompson. Not a huge leap in anything, really. I mean, that's the thing. Now we're just sort of taking things, dropping it in a pot, and mixing them. So, SHOT Show has happened, and the left, their heads are popping. Segwaying reauthorization. The Undetectable Firearms Act is up for reauthorization, and many Republicans don't want to see it reauthorized. So Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, a little pressure on him right now. Johnson's going to be tested a lot over the next handful of months that are coming up. And this, of course, involves the dumbest gun control measure humanly possible. A group of nearly 75 Republican members of the House of Representatives are demanding that Speaker Mike Johnson oppose the reauthorization of a decades-old gun control law, according to a letter obtained by the Daily Caller News Foundation. This is the Undetectable Firearms Act, which was enacted by the 100th Congress in 1988 and bans the manufacture, sale, or import of any firearm that isn't detectable by a door frame metal detector or other security technology, which are commonly termed ghost guns. This is about Glocks. See, I have often said that lawmakers, especially leftist lawmakers, they take all of their cues from movies. And if you don't remember, in the second, what was the name of the movie? Bruce Willis movie. In the second Bruce Willis movie, where's John McClane? Why can't I remember the name? It'll come to me. In that second movie, they're using Glocks, and he refers to them as a Glock 7, a ceramic pistol that you can't afford. Can't be seen by any x-rays. Of course, that's never been the case. The provisions have to be reauthorized before their statutory expiry date of March 8th. And with the House Republicans demanding that Johnson not bring the Senate's reauthorization bill, which was passed in July of 2023, to the floor. And then it would expire. Now, the Biden administration, they'll take anything they can get and prostitute it. Right now, we've got the ATF. There's still a final definition of a frame or receiver. That's still being considered in the courts. And, you know, that's something to take into effect. And if somebody really wanted to produce a firearm today that's undetectable to metal detectors and they have the capability to do it, there's literally nothing in the law that will stop them from doing it. The average person might be interested in trying to do it, but they've never really been able to. You would have to have a non-metal barrel. You'd have to have a non-metal upper. You'd have to have non-metal springs and connection pins and all the things that are metal on a Glock would all have to be polymer, you know, something, carbon fiber, something like that. There was a time when everybody thought the Glock could just go right through anything and not be seen. And, it was not the case then. And it is not the case now. And just for that one reason alone, that's enough not to reauthorize it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA News Update. The seven migrants accused in the Times Square assault on two NYPD officers have been formally charged. The Manhattan prosecutor announced the indictments regarding the January 27th attack outside a migrant shelter. Former President Trump's attorney Jonathan Mitchell argued before the Supreme Court Thursday that the events at the U.S. Capitol in 2021 should be termed a riot, not an insurrection.
President Trump did not engage in any act that can plausibly be characterized as insurrection.
He defined an insurrection as a violent effort to overthrow the government and contended that the 14th Amendment's prohibition on insurrectionists running for office only applies to appointed officers. The five Marines who were reported missing following a helicopter crash have been found dead. They were en route to San Diego from Creech Air Force Base near Las Vegas on a training flight last Tuesday. The wreckage of the helicopter was found yesterday. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Back. This is Lock and Load. This is sort of for the new guys, the new gun owners out there. Some of you are going to go to trainers, and they're going to tell you that they think maybe you might not want to put a flashlight on your gun because some instructors just sort of shy away from that. And the reason for that is fairly clear. In order to use that light to illuminate what's in front of you, that means you're going to have to muzzle it with the gun or have the gun pointed in that general direction. Now, you can aim it at a nice sharp angle where you're not actually line of sight and bounce it off the floor. But when you're illuminating something, if it is a bad guy and you're bouncing it off the floor, well, then, you know, he knows where you are now. So, might not be something you want to do. Along with that, though, if you're going to mount a flashlight to your gun, I mean, all of my carry guns have flashlights on them now. And if you're going to mount a flashlight to them, then you're going to have a holster that has that provision in it. Most holsters nowadays are cut. If you're getting a polymer holster or any of the various hard shell holsters that they make now, because everybody has their own little formulation. Holsters with flashlights are available. All of them have optic cuts built into them. It's a great thing. However, sometimes you might want to take the flashlight off. Now, for you new guys, this means you have to have a holster that doesn't go by the flashlight. I know that, you know, some people are going, this is the stupidest thing I've ever. Yes, it is, I know. But it's not stupid when you don't know it, right? Now, for duty carry, or for concealed carry, a pistol with a flashlight attached can be accommodated within most retention systems if you're a patrol officer, for example. And with most of these retention holsters, like I'm using G-Code XSRs now, they are built to lock in both the holster and the trigger guard in some cases. In my case, yes. And no issues at all. No mishaps at all. Now, for concealed carry, now we're talking about a rather bulky ensemble that we're trying to, we're trying to conceal it. And it has to be able to be drawn and reholstered with a reasonable degree of safety. But a serious problem happens then, new people, when the pistol, without its usual attached flashlight, is placed within a holster designed to accommodate both the pistol and the attached flashlight. In most cases, it's not even going to sit in there straight. Because it's with some holsters, like with, from what I've seen with Safariland, I don't own a Safariland, but most holsters without the flashlight are going to snap in place around your trigger guard. So when you have a flashlight on there, it's going to be wider than the trigger guard's going to be. So when you stick it in there, if it's designed to have a flashlight in it, now you really don't have anything holding it in place. It's very, very easy just to lose your gun. It'll just fall out. And they never fall out at a convenient time at all, ever. Then there's the unintentional discharge. And the only case I know of was with an inside-the-waistband holster. And the likely cause of that was the holster itself. And the holster was designed to accommodate a pistol with a flashlight attached. And the holster wearer holstered the pistol without an attached flashlight. And as he did, a part of the holster itself entered the trigger guard and depressed the trigger. If you have a holster designed for a flashlight, keep the flashlight on it. Because that would not have happened had the flashlight been on it. And the holster had not been adequately tested with regard to the eventuality of a user holstering his pistol without the attached flashlight. When you have a holster specifically designed to accommodate a particular pistol with a particular flashlight attached, don't attempt to carry your pistol in this holster by itself absent the flashlight. All the geometry, almost every gun out there today has geometry different than any other gun. There's a couple of holsters out there that profess to work with every gun. I don't know how adequate they are. Let's segue a little bit and talk about the destabilization of our civilization that's going on right now. We're in the middle of this. We're in the middle of widespread and increasing violent lawlessness. Illegal drug use is going through the roof, particularly fentanyl, which is being effortlessly imported by the drug cartels. We've got squalorous homelessness is growing up on an enormous scale. Massive, uncontrolled, unvetted, unhampered illegal immigration and untreated mental illness. In these homeless encampments, you've got deadly pathogens aggravated by a lack of sanitation. Our society's sanitary and medical facilities are buckling under the overload, and they're predictably breaking down. Believe it or not, children in the metro areas of this country used to be very beautiful, and now they're being converted into filthy, disease-ridden, bug-infested, rodent-infested, violent third-world hellscapes. Now, if you come into physical contact with these law-breaking asylum seekers, this exposes us to all manner of nasty illnesses and parasites. If you are a police officer or a social worker or emergency medical personnel or a charitable volunteer who often have no choice but to go hands-on with these denizens of the homeless encampments. You got to wear adequate protective clothing. Even then, coming into close contact with these people is very dangerous on several levels and should be carefully avoided by the rest of us. We currently live in an era where mentally and physically sick people, illegal immigrants, as well as dangerous, deadly, and violent criminals, they are completely unrestrained by a legal system that has gone lax on you. Not blocked from entry, not arrested, not locked up, not institutionalized, not deported, and the leftist politicians refuse to protect you from them. Now, they do insulate themselves, of course. So the hordes of illegal immigrants, many of them diseased, many of them also dangerous criminals and terrorists, are flooding, all by design. Here's the best thing to do. First and foremost, avoid any contact with them. That's always the best strategy. Don't get close to them. If they approach you, immediately disengage and separate. No conversation, no contact, interaction of any kind. Try to avoid crowds and metro areas in general. Carry a weapon everywhere you go and practice the stealth existence. And if you ignore that, and if you try to help these people by coming into close contact with them and the places they live, you're doing that at enormous personal risk, risk far greater than most realize. All the gunfighters I know, the one true thing about them is they're so aware of their surroundings, they never get into a gunfight. They avoid trouble simply by paying attention. They're not seeking gunfights. They're just very well trained to end one should one arise in front of them. Now, if you really want to help them in your local area, write a generous check to your church and leave it at that. This is Lock and Load.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
This is Lock and Load. Politician, let me just put it this way. As far as what's going on in the United States today, on the federal level, government has failed. I don't see how they're possibly, you know, we might get Trump elected, we might not. Whatever happens, though, they are hapless. If you've got good state politicians, keep them. Until they no longer serve a purpose. Don't encourage them to go to the feds, because it's going to be fought in the states. The only salvation the country has now are the states. And speaking of the states, we get this. A Washington bill would require a convicted sex offender be among the members of the state sex offender policy board, which would also be renamed sex offense policy board. According to the Denver Gazette, House Bill 2177 is the brainchild of Democrat Representative Tara Simmons, who has joined in her push to let the inmates run the asylum by Alex Mayo with Washington Voices, an organization that represents convicted sex offenders. He told the committee that the bill would increase diversity of perspectives on the sex offender policy board. For far too long, we've been focused solely on punishment. Our policies also need to address healing and prevention. Nothing like getting an expert opinion. If you get, you know, trying to apply DEI to the justice system, especially when it comes to rehabilitation, is a silly, silly thing. But here we get two expert opinions, starting with Simmons, charged with 5 felonies, including for theft, drugs, and having a gun in her car. She served 20 months in prison in Mayo, described as a returning citizen. And he's returning from, and why he was away, you know, that kind of thing. We can find that if you just search him out. But the bottom line in policies to address healing is that anyone who says sex offenders, particularly pedophiles, can be reliably cured, this is pretend science and ignoring reality. Per a clinical therapist at the Residential Sex Offender Treatment Program at the Oklahoma Department of Corrections, it is a lot more difficult for a preferential offender, pedophile, who only has sexual attraction and arousal to children. They are very difficult, if not impossible, to rehabilitate. Typically, these are the sex offenders who reoffend or see nothing wrong with their actions because to them, they are expressing love. How can this be love? Not the first time young Miss Simmons has decided to set dangerous criminals who have proven they can't be trusted without a custodian loose on the general population. In 2022, per Schiff Washington, she introduced House Bill 1692 to reduce penalties for drive-by shooters in the name of equity. And the bill changes the definition of aggravated murder to exclude drive-by shootings. Also reported on Tuesday by the Post-Millennial is news that Simmons and the Washington Democrats are attempting to pass legislation that would allow felons, including serial killers, to vote, serve on a jury, and even run for office while incarcerated. Wow. Sometimes you sit back and you're like, wow, what chutzpah. I mean, that's just enormous. So we got serial predatory parasites. They're going to get to vote. And, of course, the Democrats think they'll vote for them. That's their whole thing. The Democrats are for anybody that'll vote, as long as they vote for them. They don't care who they are. Now, of course, they want to disarm the victim pool and punish citizens for using a firearm in defense of their life. But, Simmons, who was endorsed by the self-named Alliance for Gun Responsibility. These are violence monopoly zealots who never saw a gun they didn't want to grab and who partner with prominent prohibitionists across the land. And that support is all the proof you need to show that to them, common sense gun safety means disarming you and releasing the hounds. Cloward and Piven. This is Cloward and Piven with criminals. Now, I got a couple of questions regarding this, and I'm very curious. If you're a Democrat and you're listening to me right now, which I can't imagine why you would be, but if you are, are you not mortified by this lunacy coming from people? See, liberal Democrats actually want the same thing I want. If they actually exist, they want the same thing I want. They just have a different way of getting it, because liberal means therefore liberty. Now, what these guys are doing, this is not liberal. That's socialist. It's communist. It's not even progressive. And I want to know when the regular Democrats are going to look around and say, these guys are lunatics. Now, I'm seeing what's his name? Rappaport. He got out there the other day. He hates, he's an actor. He's a comedian. He hates Trump, but he's out there right now because he lives in New York and he's looking at what's going on right now. He's like, well, maybe Trump's the answer. 50 Cent got out there and said the same thing, because they are regular Democrats. They're rank and file Democrats who are celebrities, but at the same time, they're looking out there and they're saying, this is lunacy. And that's why I'm asking that question. Now, Simmons is being promoted by the party's mainstream. So that means she's endorsed by Pete Buttigieg and Joe Biden's secretary. The Secretary of Transportation, U.S. Senator Patty Murray. She's endorsed by Governor Jay Inslee and Attorney General Bob Ferguson. And in a supreme example of cognitive dissonance are very likely more, economic self-interest over oaths. The Washington State Fraternal Order of Police endorsed her. And after choosing sides, those guys expect to be thanked. Now, in a related development, the city of Seattle, Washington, will pay rioters who demonstrated in the names of Black Lives Matter $10 million to settle a lawsuit over allegations of excessive force from more than four dozen plaintiffs. And if Simmons' efforts succeed, they'll be able to vote for more. In a city run by Democrats, you got to wonder how many of her constituents, Fraternal Order of Police constituents protected by qualified immunity, were beating on her constituents of color. Because I don't think it was as bad as they say it is. In the same vein, we just saw in New York City, where they have a lot of the same things that Washington State has, we just saw in New York City that group of illegal immigrants who have already flown the coop, they beat up on a bunch of cops, they got out without any bail at all and flipped off the cameras. This is madness. This is what they want for you. They want to disarm you. They want to put criminals in your midst. They want to make sure that you understand who's in charge. They want to do away with anything that keeps them from staying in permanent power, and they'll do anything disruptive they possibly can should they lose an election. And yet, it's not about the politicians. Washington State can end all of this in November if they want to. New York State could. California could. New Jersey could. Baltimore, Illinois. All of them could. And the problem is simply this. America has not hit rock bottom yet. America is so big and so successful that we haven't hit rock bottom yet. For some of us, we see it coming. We don't want to see it coming because we know how bad it's going to be. We don't know the details, but we know how bad it's going to be. For others, for those that, there's some that don't even know what's going to happen, and the left is all in. They're all in on this. This is Cloward and Piven with crime. They want you knocked to your knees, and then they're going to come in when you beg them to restore order. And I don't know how they're going to do that part, though. That's the hard part, because they vilify the police in these jurisdictions I just mentioned. They can't get people to be cops there. They're down cops. They're minus cops. So I don't know how that's going to work. We are going to see. We are definitely going to see, though. We'll see how that goes. In any event, they're about to get what they want, or they're getting what they want in these states, and it's just not working out. They're starting to lose the faithful. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.